In the day's other headlines, the leaders of Greenland and Denmark are pushing back against the latest U.S. moves over Greenland after President Trump tapped Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry to be his special envoy to the semi-autonomous territory. Writing on social media, Governor Landry thanked Trump for the post, writing, quote, "It's an honor to serve you in this volunteer position to make Greenland a part of the U.S." Greenland's prime minister and his Danish counterpart released their own statement saying, quote, "Greenland belongs to the Greenlanders." And Denmark's foreign minister says he'll summon the U.S. ambassador.
Out of nowhere, there is now a special U.S. presidential representative who, according to himself, is tasked with taking over Greenland. This is, of course, completely unacceptable.
Trump has repeatedly called for the U.S. to take control of the mineral-rich Arctic island, and earlier this year did not rule out using military force to do so. President Trump announced plans today for what's being called a new Trump class of warships.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
He made the announcement from Mar-a-Lago alongside his defense secretary, navy secretary, and secretary of state, though he provided few further details on the ships themselves. Trump has long been critical of the Navy's current ships. This comes as the administration is increasing its military pressure on Venezuela. U.S. forces have already seized two oil tankers in the region, and the Coast Guard tried to intercept a third one this past weekend. Russian investigators say a car bomb that killed a senior Russian general in Moscow today may have been orchestrated by Ukraine. Funil Sarvarov was in charge of training Russian troops for the country's war in Ukraine. His death is just the latest involving a senior military official inside Russia itself. Authorities in Kyiv have yet to comment. And the killing comes after U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff described talks this weekend between Russians and the U.S. officials as, quote, productive and constructive, though there's been no clear breakthrough on a path to ending the war. Back in this country, Jim Beam is pausing production at its main distillery in Kentucky for all of next year. The country's largest bourbon maker says it will use the time to, quote, invest in site enhancements at its Clermont facility. The pause comes as the whiskey industry copes with tariff-related uncertainty, plus a declining rate of alcohol consumption across the United States. Jim Beam, which is owned by Japan's Suntory Holdings, says its bottling and warehouse facilities at Clermont will stay open, as will another distillery nearby. The online grocery shopping platform Instacart is ending its use of pricing based on artificial intelligence after reports that some consumers were being charged different prices for the very same goods. A recent study by Consumer Reports and two nonprofits found that some shoppers were charged as much as 23% more than others for identical items from the same store. Overall, prices in a basket of Instacart goods varied by an average of 7%. The company argued those prices were offered randomly and were not based on personal information about the customers or demand. On Wall Street today, stocks posted decent gains to start the shortened holiday week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained more than 220 points. The NASDAQ added more than 120 points. The S&P 500 ended just below its all-time high. And the nation's oldest national park ranger, Betty Reed Soskin, has died. She joined the service in her 80s and went on to help create a California park dedicated to the World War II icon Rosie the Riveter and the work of other women on the home front.
And this is why, 85, I became a park ranger, because you guys had forgotten all that good stuff.
Soskin also shared, from her own experience, the untold stories of women of color during that era, often wearing her uniform even when not on duty. She only retired at the age of 100. In 2023, Soskin spoke to the NewsHour about her life, not just as a park ranger, but as a government worker, a businesswoman, and a mother of four.
I never really dreamed that there were so many parts to me. I don't think I'll be remembered as a park ranger. I want to be remembered as Betty.
In a statement, Soskin's family said she, quote, led a fully packed life and was ready to leave. Betty Reed Soskin was 104 years old. Still to come on the NewsHour, a major Netflix deal prompts concerns among Hollywood's creative community. Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. And how Israelis celebrated Hanukkah in this fraught time.
This is the PBS NewsHour from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, headquarters of PBS News.